Shirayin Vav Shabbos continued. Chav Daldiyu Heitov Shinam Zayim, May 12, 1977, on Thursday. Continued.
Saying his thing that the Ein Yochel is Chayim and the Yochel is Potter only a limited Rabbi Yehuda, not a limited Rabbi Meir, not a limited Rabbi Shimon, only a limited Rabbi Yehuda. So in Meile, the Rashbo should say the Ein is Vore. שיהיו שניהם חיובים לרב מאיר, ולא יהיה חייב ולא אחד. דהיינו יוחד לרב יהודה, ולא יהיה חייב, אפילו אחד, עלי מרב שמעון. That's the way you should say it. דהיינו סבורת, שיהיו שניהם חיובים לרב מאיר, ולא יהיה חייב ולא אחד. דהיינו יוחד לרב יהודה, ולא יהיה חייב, אפילו אחד, לרב שמעון. But he says, דהיינו סבורת, שיהיו שניהם חיובים לרב מאיר, ולא יחייב אלא אחד לרב יהודה ורב שמעון. So he's taking it for granted that according to רבי שמעון ורבי יוסי, so the Ein Yochel is חייב even עלי בן רב שמעון. But עלי בן רב מאיר both are חייב. Why? He should say, ולא יהיה חייב אפילו אחד עלי בן רב שמעון. Why does the Rashbo formulate it that way? Because there is a hechach that from the Loshon of the Gemara, from the Loshon of the Braisa, it says, Tone, Zeh Yochel, Zeh Yochel, Rav Meir Mechai, V'Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon Peit, Zeh Ein Yochel, Zeh Ein Yochel, Rav Yudah, Rav Meir Mechai, V'Rav Shimon Peit, Zeh Yochel, Zeh Ein Yochel, Divrei Hakel Chayel. So since in the Reish of the Braisa, the Gemara is called, the price is called out. Rav Meir says, Chayim in this case. And Rav Yudah says, Chayim in this case. And Rav Shimon says, in either case, he's Chayim. So that means, when the last part of the price, when it says, Zeh Yochel, Zeh Yochel, Divrei Hakel Chayim, what does it mean, Divrei Hakel Chayim? Everybody, Rav Meir is made, Rav Yudah is made, Rav Shimon is made. So, Bishleim, vis-a-vis Rav Meir, so we can say, we can be there. The Rashbo says it's not Mistaba, but we can be direct in the Loshon of the Braise and say that even though the Braise says Zeh Yochel, Zeh Yochel, Divrachal Chayim, what it means Divrachal Chayim? Bein Rav Meir, Bein Rav Yudah, Bein Rav Shimon, everybody. But it's Litzvodim. Divrachal Chayim, Alibe the Rav Meir, both are Chayim, and Alibe the Rav Yudah, only the Ein Yochel is Chayim. But you cannot say that Divrachal Chayim has the meaning Divrachal Chayev, Alibi Rav Meir and Rav Yudah, not Alibi Rav Shimon, because Divrachal includes Rav Shimon too. So that's the reason as to why the Rashba does not formulate it that way. That's the reason as to why the Rashba does not formulate that way. Us tome de milse hoche in chayla fule Rav Meir. אלו אחד, וכולי שווה בו, דהיין יסבור שיהיו שניהם חיובים לרב מאיר, ולא יחייב אלו אחד לרב יהודה, ולא יחייב כלל אפילו אחד לרב שמעון, because it's a price of impressions to be hakel chayim. But he has to formulate that way. So, for some reason, we have to say that I live with the Rav Shimon. So, too, we have to say that according to Rav Meishim Rav Yensei, so according to Rav Amune, so when Rav Amnune says that the Yochel is Chayim, the Yochel is Poter, that he only says Alibe, the Rav Yudah, and Rav Shimon. But he doesn't say it, Alibe, the Rav Meir. Alibe, the Rav Meir, both are Chayim. So first of all, it's not Mashma that both are Chayim, Alibe, the Rav Meir. And then the question, so the first kasha remains, why is the Yochel Chayim, Alibe, the Rav Shimon? That's the kasha. The Yochel is Chayim, Alibe, Rav Meir. והוא יהיה חייב, אלו יחד רב יהודה ורב שמעון. יחיד לי קיילינו. ואמרו זה יוכל, זה יוכל, ורק הוא חייב. מה שאני כולי שואלים בו, בין בחייב, בין במהוא סכים. ויש מפורשי, ומשום דקטוני, דברי הקל חייב, דברי הקל חייב, הווה משמע הוא, דאין החייב, אלו יחד. Now this term, מהוס, is found frequently in the translations of Ibn Tibbon, but it's very seldom found in the Rishayim that were written in Lashon HaKodesh. Ibn Tibbon translated Arabic into Lashon HaKodesh. So there we find that expression, Mihus, but it's very seldom found that term, but here we have it. So he says, so baby musachi, the Ashley Foshi, the Mishum Diktone, the Hakel Chayed, have a mashu in the Chayed Rechot, Shakshoalu, is a whole Chayed is. Oh, so that's it. So, in other words, so far he mentioned one Moshe. So that's the Moshe of Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yisei. So according to Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yisei, according to Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yisei, so Rabbi Amnune says that the Yidi Yochel is Chayim, the Yochel is Potter. The Yochel is Potter. And then the Kashe of the Rashbo is, so why should the Yidi Yochel be Chayim, Alim the Rabbi Shimon? Because the only reason is why. The Yidi Yochel is Chayim, because vis-a-vis Yidi Yochel, we apply the Yidi Yochel is Yidi Yochel. So we may, but I live in Rav Shimon, Zeni Yochel, Zeni Yochel, Zeni Yochel. So that's the Kaf. Then we mention Agaloshim, which is the sheet of the Rambam. V'yesh Mifoshim, Mishum Diktone Divri Hakol Chayev, Havre Mashkulu Dine Chayev, Elo Echo, U'mishim Kach Shoalei, Eize Rol Lechayev Yisei, V'omar Afriz, Zeh Zeh Sheyochel, Sheam Lochel Yisrael Yodei, Di Zeh Sheyim Yochel, Botu Eitzel Ayochel, Afo Kav Dim Chayev Rav Yehud, V'zeh Yochel, Zeni Yochel, Hochel Odei, In other words, Estesa says that the Yochel is certainly Chayim, even Malim the Rabbah Nun. But the question is there any Yochel Chayim? So Rav Chisda says only the Yochel, because he's doing the whole Yochel. And the other one is only in Sayyid, it's nothing. And Rabbah Nun says that both are Chayim. The Afilu Sheni Yochel Chayim in Rabbah Nun. Mipneishim Sayeya, Uchim Nechayim Rabbi Yudhe Bizei Miyochel, Bizei Miyochel. Viyom Arav Chizde, Misayeyim Bimanish, Vinideinu Ezei Miyochel, Bizei Miyochel. The also Mamloch and Asis al Dishneyem, so each one is indispensable. Viyef Shal Osis al Direcho, so maybe each one is considered to be doing the Mloche. Mashayik in here, the Ein Yochel is not indispensable, it can be eliminated, so the Meile Rav Chizde says, he's Fota. Ulfichoch Inechim Sayeya, Lishneyem Eisi Maiz. That's in any Yochel, not here. V'gamzein emach. So you refuse that too. V'gamzein emach v'beinei kol ha'seirach. Min ha'tayni shkosav. V'yev shol echalim dobo zeh v'leima. V'alibe de Rav Yehuda k'om ha'Rav Amnune. V'lav alibe de Hanach. V'vidu ma'yitel emeima. So the question is the same kash. So we say, Rav Amnune says that the in Yochel is also chal. Because the visa be the Yochel, we apply the thing of Zen Yochel, Zen Yochel. Yeah, but how do Rav Shimon should be put? It's the same kash. We hun shalom the vessel. Umisabre vadai, the Rav Amnune at least any Yochel Chama. Uchidivre hateu shach. So he agrees with the Shit of the Rambam. He agrees with the Shit of the Rambam. El doch, Rav Chiz de Oma, Yochel Chayev, Rikula. Vafilu Rav Yudin Rav Shimon. מפני שם לא אוכל כל נעשה שאו יודי ואין ידענו איזה יוכל ואיזה יוכל תיאוסום כל אחוז מלוכל כל נעשה אז כולו וכשהוא יוצא כולו התאירו פתרת אבל זה יוכל וזה יוכל זה יוכל שעושה כלים עמדי so he spot it even על ידי רמיה ומי שאני יוכל ואין לו מסייע זה יהיה לי ממש ואפילו רמיה ואין ידענו איזה יוכל וזה יוכל תיאוסום כל אחוז איזה מה יצא ואנחנו מסייע על איזה מה יצא חבר Rav Nune Omar, Shapiro Amsayeya Yish Lechayim Likulao Likulao. Now let's see. We have Meir. So Rav Nune says, now, so according to Rashbo, that goes without saying that the Yochel is Chayim. Because he certainly can become Selezdun Dom Lochem. Because he can do it without the help of the other, and the other without his help couldn't do it. So the Yochel is certainly Chayim. But Rav Nune says the Yochel is also Chayim. So I live with Rav Meir is Chayev, Mipnei Shei Yisei Maise B'chol Keir, V'Rav Meir B'chol Iyye Mechayev. So in other words, so he applies the longness of Rav Meir Shei Rav Yisei. He applies it to a certain extent. He doesn't go as far. So Rav Meir Mipnei Shei Yisei Maise B'chol Keir, V'Rav Meir B'chol Iyye Mechayev, V'Zeh Gam Kele Yisei Maise B'chol Keir, V'Havalei Kizei Niyochel, V'Zei Niyochel. So Rav Meir, according to Rav Amnune, I live with Rav Meir, so he's Chayev. V'yohadim Rav Yehuda min ha'tayna hazu lidas Rav Amnune. So, and the same thing is, Rav Amnune says, that the Yochel is also Chayev, because the Yochel, vis-a-vis the Yochel, we can apply the din of Zein Yochel Zein Yochel. So, Bein Rav Meir, Bein Rav Yehuda, Zein Yochel Zein Yochel. So, he's Chayev. Oh, but, so as far as Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is concerned, so we have no difficulty with Rav Meir and Rav Yosef either. But the kasha of the Rashba was in connection with Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon say the in Yochel Yisrael? After all, he holds that the in Yochel and Yochel is potter. So that's the reason as to why he rejected the Rashba's, I mean not Rashba, Rav Nishav, Rav Yisrael's explanation. So let's see what the Rashba says. Well, Rav Shimon, the potter b'chol inyan, bein b'shneim yechilin, bein zel ha'atzmei, bein zel ha'atzmei, bein zel yochel, vizel yochel, zel rav amnune, di hochem meide, mishmoy sheze yochel, vizel yochel, vihavel in lechal memevat kulei, velo yo'ovad, tchinam beyo yise kulo, velo yise mikzos, zel yochel, zel yochel, ora, so yise kulo yise mikzos, vua dibi ua tam, zel yochel, zel yochel, ayin yochel, so it's not a yise skulo, kibim shi nechot mem yochel ase iso, tloi tchinam bu yochel chos, אבל בזה יוכל, בזה יוכל, היוכל חי על כוחו. דבדידי קרינם ביוכל צ'וסו, וכיוון שהיוכל חי, יהיה אפשר לפטר את השם, משום שניים שעשו, שאם כן, אבל יוכל לפטר. וכיוון שחיין, חיין מייסי, מי הם שמסייע, ואומר, אפילו מה משפטה. That's the difference between Arab Rav Nishma. Actually, the Rashba applies the longness of Arab Rav Nishma. But there is one difference. Because according to Arab Rav Nishma, Rav Yisef, so Rav Amnuna says, only the Yochel is Chayev, and the Yochel is Potter. Mashenkin, according to the Rashba, so it goes without saying that the Yochel is Chayev. So, but Rav Amnuna says that the Eni Yochel is also Chayev. So the Mele, so we can explain, so Rashba says, we can explain Rav Amnuna, even a little bit Rav Shimon. Because true Rav Shimon says in Yochel, when Yochel is Potter. Mashenkin here, in this case, so Ruben is a Yochel. So Ruben is certainly Chayev. So Ruben is certainly Chayev. So as long as Ruben is Chayev, so Mimele Shimon is also Chayev. But this you could only say Alibe Rashba. But you couldn't say it Alibe Rav Nishma Rav Yisef. Because Alibe Rav Nishma Rav Yisef, so Ruben is not Chayev. So how can Shimon be Chayev? But according to Rashba, Ruben is certainly Chayev. So Mimele Agav Gore, Shimon is also Chayev. But we have to understand this Agav Gore. So it seems that the Rashba Shite is that the reason as to why Rav Shimon patterns Zein Yochel Vizein Yochel, because in the case of Zein Yochel Vizein Yochel, so it means that no Meloche was done by a Gav. No Meloche was done by a Gav in the case of Zein Yochel Vizein Yochel. So it's not that the gav, that this gavra didn't do a meloche. No meloche was done altogether. In other words, what is a meloche? Meloche means, in other words, if something is done by the wind, so you can't call it a meloche. It's not that a wind is not about yuga, it's not about das, it's not about chayim. But let's say when a wind moves, let's say a chayim, it's not a davin, it's just a rabbi. So it's not that the wind is not chayim mitzvah. No, it's not that just that the wind is not chayim mitzvah. It's nonsense to say that the wind did a melacha mitzvah. But the wind is allowed. I mean, he's not responsible, the wind. No, it's not that. It's not shayach to say that the wind did a melacha. Even though the wind sometimes might move a chayfetz, not all adamas, but 100 adamas, it might move a chayfetz. But you couldn't say that the wind was made in the chayfetz with chilas dal rezeinu. There has to be a gavre in order that the chayfetz should be a chayfetz of a meloche. It must be done by a gavre. It must be done by a gavre. And if it's not done by a gavre, so then the chayfetz is not a meloche. It's not only that the gavre didn't do a whole meloche, but there is no chayfetz of meloche. So it is just like the wind blowing away a ball mitchilas dal rezeinu. So then we say the ball just moved by itself, not that the wind did a meloche. Only when a gavre does a meloche, then there is a heftzer of a meloche. But if it's not done by a gavre, so then we don't have a heftzer of a meloche. So the reason is why, according to Rav Amnuna, there is a distinction between the case of Zein Yochel Vizein Yochel and the case of Zein Yochel Vizein Yochel. Alibe the Rashba, you couldn't say it Alibe the Rav Nishi Rav Yisrael. So, because in the case of Zein Yochel Vizein Yochel, So that means that the meloche was done by two gavres, but each gavre didn't do the meloche. So that means, since each gavre did not do the meloche, so that means it's like a meloche that is done by the wind. So there is no meloche nasis. There is no heft of meloche. There is no heft of meloche. So maybe each one is potter. Each one is potter. Masheikin in the case. Masheikin in the case of ze yochel with any yochel. And according to the Rashba, so it goes without saying that the yochel is higher. Because the yochel is considered to have been doing the whole meloche by himself. So there is a heft of meloche. If there is a heft of meloche, and then the in yochel helped, and he did it the whole keche, he did his utmost, so it's considered, according to Rabbi Nuni, so it's considered as if this heft of meloche, so was done completely by the in yochel also, because after all, the in yochel cooperated, he helped to his utmost. Yes, what is it?
Since we're saying now that the yochel is ever so he's doing the ma'aseh. So now when the ain yochel does any type of ma'aseh, whether he does his utmost or not, it's a separate ma'aseh, and he should be tied for it anyway, whether it's the kol kol kol.
Well, that's what it means, Abis. Otherwise,
because the Rashi says lots of the kol kol kol.
No, you see, what does b'chol kolche mean? B'chol kolche means, in other words, that he did help. Let's say, suppose someone would carry out a beam, Rubin would carry out a beam on his shoulders, and without Shimon's help, he would be able to carry it, but it would be very, very burdensome. Right? Then, Shimon comes along and puts his both hands, and 1 second, and he lightens the burden. But Shimon's work by itself would not have carried the beam. But together with the beam being on the shoulders of Reuven, so Shimon made it much easier. He will not be so knocked out. Reuven will not be knocked out at all. He'll feel relaxed. So then we say, so in such a case we say, that since a chepze of meloche is done, there is a meloche. So it's not a meloche. So there is a chepze meloche. A meloche was nasis here. Now, and Reuven is considered al kedin to do the whole meloche. And Shimon helped. And there is a chepze meloche. So it's considered that Shimon also did the same meloche. As long as we have a chepze meloche. As we have a chepze meloche. But suppose it's not the whole keche. So let's say Shimon would come and he would put his hand on top of the beam. So in other words, he doesn't lighten the burden of Reuven. So of course he wouldn't be hired. What did he do?
No. What we're saying, what Rashi is saying is that the only time that Shimon will be hired is the end of Yochel, if he does his oop to the full Koko, even though he's in Yochel. But if not, then he would, even though he does help, but not as much as he could.
The whole kolche is descriptive of the help. That's what it means, the whole kolche. It's descriptive of the help. I mean, the whole kolche doesn't mean, let's say, that Shimon is only chayev if Shimon is a weakling and he couldn't do any better. Shimon might be the heavyweight champion, but if he just places his hands beneath, so in that position, in that manner, so he's a yochel. So and he couldn't carry the beam by himself when he puts his hand. That's called b'chol keche. Now, all right. Omer at Papa Mishmiro ve'afanana metiyon. Rabbi Yisraeli, hasus pitami al yodo, hachamir al raglo. So in the Mishnah, I mean, it's mentioned Masir Hashas. It's very strange. In the Girsay, in the Mishnah, you see just the opposite. And Mishenes Achamir al Yodov. Just the opposite. Girsay's Mufachis, we find it in several Mishnahs. That in the Mishnah itself, the Girsay is just the reverse of what it is in the Gemara. Alright. Vamayo komisaye batode. Lav mishamrino misaye imimamish. Rash. Hasus mitame biyodov. Ima zov reichi volo mitale istachas achas biyodov shal sus. Meyo. אבל תחס רגלתי או שנשמתי על רגל ודית נא לי ודלת לי תחס רגלי הבין מותי רייס איז לא איתי רבי איז in other words, רבי איז he has referenced this is also points out the same thing this is also points out the same thing that he has referenced to this and the same for רבי איז is not even חייל ומאיו כמסאי ועדודה לב משנעבור למסאי ימימה משנעבור לצי לתאיזס שמשל אססוס על יודו הוך אתנן ומסך הזוב עם פרי דל הוי יוריך אלו גבי אימו ועבר אלי יסתחס רק בבי אימו תאי רייס נשיחיל לב מגל שולש הוי שתה לסחס תחס שתי ידיים תחס שתי רגליים תחס שתי רגל פניו רבי יסא אימר הסוס מתם ליודו ומיר אלי ריד רבי יסא ליפוליק אלה הרי ש so in other words the rich says the arbota talis tachas ragu behim oteireis so each talis that is tachas ragu asus so me istoye tachas ragu asus and even tachas yode asus tachas yode asus o tachas ragu ya Tachas Ragle Yachamei. So Rabbi Yisi says, no. If it talis will be Tachas Ragle Yasus, so then it will be toya. But if it talis will be Tachas Yada, the foreleg, Tachas the foreleg of the Sus, so then it will be Tomei. Because she mishenes Asus al Yodo. Aber as if it will be Tomei Tachas Ragle Yasus, no, lo ipolei. Die Afel darf die Mishenes Asus. Al Yodo, do bo poshetu, di bo loish tein raglof, lo yoch lamit. Even though Mishenes Asus is Al Yodo, but when he stands only on the hind legs, so then he's the whole support at that moment. The whole support is on the hind legs. So the melee, if we'll pick up one hind leg, so it certainly fall down. Der Poschel ist der Agel, wie auch lang. Poschel, Maro, ihr auf Papier, der Hobby, mit Seife, wo ihr meist in der Reiche, mit der Seife der Abonnen, die da ist er hier, bin er hier, mich in der Reiche, wo ihr trüge, wo ihr mir hier, schaue auch in der Klegam, aber am Jesu, leck mir mit, die Teile, mich in der Okro, die im Keu, in der Asus, ach, in der die bescheite Name, die Okro, Omer Abasch, ach, in der Name, die Jona, Bläser, in der Gabi Abein, Rag la yachas la klim, rag la yachas la vitzpo, rag la yachas la ebim, rag la yachas la vitzpo, rei, kol chi li not la klim, not la ebim, yoch la mit rag la yachas, am kusik sheikh, vi la ba midose, ipsu lo. But if he could remain standing, he wouldn't fall down, even if the kli would be removed, and the heaven would be removed, so he would have enough support on the other leg, so then that would be sheikh, but the leg that is standing on the kli, or on the heaven is Misayaya. It's much easier to stand that way than to stand on one foot. So it's a raya, but my from Misayaya today, but we shall not say in March. I'm a rabbi, I'm not here. Kilo means may Misayaya, I'm not a share. But my from Misayaya today, it's easier for him. But we should, the Amrino Misayaya, I'm a moment, Mamesh, Shman, Adarash. Kilo in the Kabit, we will never wish to go back to the Ritz. בוא אבל אבל עושים פסור, תחסים בשיר, אז כבר חבר בי, מוהים, כי דאבי דוסי כשרח. ויתון את רבי שמואל, הוי מריץ מקדש, כולי שוב, עושים קדושים, סמי ופסור אבי, כי דומה פרקם את החום, כמו כשנמרץ, באו כונה, אין על ימין. So even though the smell is misayaya, but as long as he could do the abeide without the smell, even though it makes it easier for him, so see you, I say, be mamish. Oh, mama, ze yochel, ze yochel, rameya mechayev, iboyelo, בינון שיעור הזה, ושיעור הזה הוא הביאו בשיעור אחד מכולו. רב חיסדא רב אמנון אחד אמר שיעור הזה ושיעור הזה, ואחד אמר שיעור אחד מכולו. אומר רב פופים שמי רובה, אף ענן נם את עניון, הוי יהיה איש יפל גבי מיתו, ואבות עלי יסתח עשר ברגלי המיתו תמי איז, מפני שיחילו עמיד על שולש. והבאי, והמאי לבו ישיעור זה לזה ושיעור לזה. So it should be told me only four zavim, as Rashi explains it, as sitting on it. La mishum dam gino shirechot mikolon. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak ben Aram Tzionei. Tzvi shen nichnas lebayis, vino alechot mifon of chay, no alu shnayim turi. Lo yoch lechot mini, vino alu shnayim chayot. Vamay lebo yishir tzigu lezeh, vishir tzigu lezeh. La mishum dam gino shirechot mikolon. So it's a raya to Rav Amnone. assuming that Rabban Nuni is the one who says Shireach Mekulam. That's how it's Rashi. Omar Albine Afanana Medione Hashut Rishabom Vuritov for Hayov. ואמר לי בואי שיעות לכל זה ושיעות לכל זה למה שנאמרים לו שיועך ומכולון ויום רבה שיחנן המדיוני שניים שיוציאו כאן שוגעות וחיות ואמר לי בואי שיעות לזה ושיעות לזה למה שנאמרים לו שיועך ומכולון אומר לרבה חדר דרוב לרבה שדיו מודיעיז בי כאילו לבשו ביצר קל לזה ביצר קל לזה so נבוא איזה דווי זה שיועך לזה ושיעות לזה אם כן השכינים קונים דאומה, מה יש לי בגרדה או פוויברס, ודיו מוקדיז בכדי להרג מה פה זה, ודי להרג מה פה זה, אלא מור לכל מישהו. תון את עמי כמי רב נחמון, שניים שהציעו קונים של גרדה פטורי, ורבשים הם מחייב, סוקלת לייץ, דאדה ווי אראון, אלא הם מחייבים, ורבשים הם בי. ורשי, שיעור הזה כדי לסימכו, שיעור זה ושיער ביטחו ביולוב, ויצור לכלי עסקם, דלת זאת. נו על אחד בפונם זו יצא דוסת, נו על בשניים פטורים, רבי יהודה הוא דיפות על בשניים יחד. שיר יוצא דסבי לכל אחד ואחד צודד את ביטו צבי, אלו שמע מיני שיר אחד בכולו. הוא מדרבי יהודה נשמע לרדמי הבשניים יחד לבוא בכלי. היום אם נשאר להם תשאו נדאו להי, כל הגר ולחיליו זה הוא אלה ועיר ומשס. כל נדאו משנה אם אלו לעסוק, תאבי שיעור הקייצי, דיו היי שיעור הקדערי. כלפי לאי, כלפי היכן אפר דור הזה, הורב שימן הוא דיפות על שניים שיוצא.
Shir Ayin Zayin and Shabbos Chav Zayin, Iyar Heitav Shalom at Zayin, May 15, 1977, on Sunday.
So, the halacha is that if somebody is Meitzeichli in a Kele, so then he's Poter even. So maybe he cannot be mechuyev for the eichlin. So he's potter on the keile. Why? Because the keile is tofel, he's bottled to the eichlin. But if the eichlin have the shio, so then he's chay v'chatos for the eichlin. But where the eichlin don't have the shio, so he cannot become mechuyev for the keile because the keile is bottled to the eichlin. As a chay b'mito. Let's suppose he carries out, let's say, a child in a carriage. So there's a loch of chaneses atzmei. So in the right say, it's not considered as itzoye. So he's potter even for the carriage. Why? Because he wouldn't have carried out the carriage except for the fact that he needs the carriage in order to lead the child in it. So the mele, the carriage becomes bottled to the child. So that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Lohash and Tchil Gufa is Chayim. So true, when somebody is made to the mess, he doesn't have any positive purpose in taking out the mess. It's a negative purpose. He wants to get rid of the mess. He wants the mess to be covered. It's not that he needs the mess. So Melitzim Lohash and Tchil Gufa. So still, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lohash and Tchil Gufa is Chayim. So he's chayev for the mess. The kazayis from the mess. The kazayis from the veil. The chadosh of the asher. It's chayev. The Rav Shimon Peter, because Rav Shimon holds the loch of Shimon Tzrich on the gufo. The loch of Shimon Tzrich on the gufo is chayev. He's poter. So the mail, when someone is meets in a mess, he doesn't have a positive purpose in carrying out the mess. It's a negative purpose. He wants to get rid of the mess. So it's a loch of Shimon Tzrich on the gufo. That's the cloud. Whenever someone is meets in, not for a positive purpose, but for a negative purpose. Let's say he's meitzi, he carries thorns, keitzim, in the Rishis Rabbim. Not because he needs that keitzim, but he wants to get rid of the keitzim. He doesn't want the keitzim to be in the Rishis Rabbim. So it's a melocha shein tzricho legum, and he's part. Now, the mess, usually the mess, so it's a negative purpose, unless he carries out the mess because he wants to perform an autopsy on the mess. So then it's a melocha tzricho legum. But the usual purpose of carrying out the mess is the kevrei. That's a negative purpose. He wants to get rid of the mess. So it's a melocha tzricho legum. So he's potter. So memele is potter on the horn too. Because the horn becomes bottled to the mess. Rashi. Es achai b'mito v'chai v'mechai v'alotziosi. Du meikil atzmei v'nezi atzmei. So Rashi explains why do we say Chayvei Sesatzme is not Chayev? Because when a person is carried, so he eases his own burden. He eases his own burden. So in many ways, he's father. So the carrier is father. The thing is, I is not a Chayev Meitz, the Heilu Mitame, who is so Chshuvoi, Lahatz Lahatz Vim Natumo. But it is the Melocha Shitzachim Gugvo. So some Rabbi Yudai to Tanakame holds like Rabbi Yudai Melocha Shitzachim Gugvo is Chayev. Rabbi Shimon picked up in the Sholet. Da mlocha shin tzichil gufo. Bechol mlocha shin tzichil gufo. Misal kama lo. Ha mlocha shin tzichil gufo. Di biotzei mili bo alei. Bolo yitzorich lo. Hilkach lav melechas machshev esile rab shimen. So Rashi here says that the reason is why mlocha shin tzichil gufo is part of the court of rab shimen is because it's not in melechas machshev es. That's Rashi shit in many places. The reason is why Meloshin Tzichil Gufo is Potter Alim the Rav Shimon is because it's not in Melechas Machshavos. So we have other halachas Melechas Machshavos, but this is one din of Melechas Machshavos. Melechas Machshavos. Now, the Rach. You'll find the Rach on Shalom Kemei, on Dapsari Kei, on Medal, on this Mishnah. Hamei tzi eich lim pochet mo reshiyu, bichlu bim potter, afal achli, shakli tfilwe, bimei tzi gishiyu bichlu yichayu eval lo eich lim, u potter al achli, bimo yakli tzor, chlu yichayu eval ze val ze, ki gei, shetzorich, din shetzorich lo eich, bitzorich eich bichli, ina ame, shen yochel lehi tzi eich, elo bichli, כי נעטוסים דארת ישראל וחיית ציזיהם, בידי כינון. So, all right, so the now it's really more. So the Rach says, and that is Yerushalayim, that when do we say that if someone is made tzeich with pochas mechishio, pochas mechishio, so he's potter, even out the plea, so on the eichon he's potter because he's pochas mechishio, and on the keile it's less than a kreikas. But on the keile he's potter because the keile is bottled. To the keila is bottled to the eichel. That's only so. That's in Yerushalmi. That is if he carries out very small items of eichel in the keila, like the blueberries, blackberries, tusim. That's berries. So in other words, he couldn't carry berries without the keila. So mimele, since it's necessary to use a keila in order to carry that. So the keila becomes bottle to the eichel. Mashenkin, if you carry out, let's say, a pomegranate, a rimen, a big thing, in a keila, so he could just as readily carry out the pomegranate without the keila. He carried it out in the keila. So even though he carried it out in the keila, it seems it's not necessary to carry it out in the keila, but only. So, but he carried it out in the keila, so the keila doesn't become one. That's the Yerushalmi. And the Rach mentioned it. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam. פרק יתחס ולחשבס, הלוך חופחס, נלסת הלוך עם פרק יתחס ולחשבס. המייצי פוחס מרישיו, אף על פי שהציע בכלי פוטר, שהכלי תפילו, ואין כוונוסי ליצע אז הכלי, אל ליצוע עשמה שבשכל, והראים בקישיו, לפי חוף, אם הייצי עוד המחאי שם בקופוס, במיתו פוטר אף על המיתו, שהמיתו תפילו, אין חי קורא יצי. So the Raibe says, Kotz of a Raibe, the Yerushalmi before a Shkal Min Tusim, Shein Tzrich Al Keilim, when do we say Poter Afal Al Keilim, if it's necessary for the Eichel, like berries, so he couldn't carry out berries without a Keilim, but if it's a big thing, he could carry it without a Keilim, then the Keilim doesn't become bottle. So the Raibe passes like that Yerushalmi. But The Rambam doesn't mention it. So the Magen Mishnah says, Ve'ini re'e kinder agmoroseinu, elo kol miredim vatelim ligabei, af al pishin tzorich leipot. He says, from our Gemara, it's mashma, not like Yerushalmi. That our Gemara is chilka Yerushalmi. Where is it mashma? There is no Rai Mechachas in Gemara in Shabbos. He says, Ve'ochi mashma behed yabdeh neitim. But the Yosemeyas mentions a Raya from Gemara in Sukkot. Daf and Dalet. But the Gemara says, Ligabi Meitzi, an Esrik B'Seich HaKeir. Ligabi Meitzi, an Esrik B'Seich HaKeir. So there, there is a machlekes, Rabbonon, Rabbi Yitzi, as to whether he's chayev. So the shaila is talk about mitzvah. So whether he's chayev chatos, but let him be mechuyev. And when we say talk about mitzvah, he's poter. So only if also mitzvah. So bishleime and the esrik, so it's kind of mitzvah with it. But let him, so the Gemara says there, kishehetzi esri v'keile. It's a hetzi esri v'keile. So from that Gemara, it's mashma that he's potter on the keile. In that suki, that in dalet in suki. Now, an esri is not like a berry, not like a blueberry. It's a big thing. I mean, it's not necessary to carry out, to use a keile in order to carry out an esri. And still the Gemara applies that din. So the Yosemeach mentions, so we see from the Gemara that Dalet Pesuke that our Gemara is Chilek al Yerushalmi. I mean, this is what the Yosemeach says. Anyway, we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raya as to whether Alim and Hilchas. So this aloche of Ameitzi Eichli, we say Chakli, so in the Eichli, it's Boches Mechishio. So the male cannot be mechuyev or the male. So he's potter av l'akli. So whether it applies to every case where you put an eichel in a keile and you are meitzi, or only to a case where the eichel is very small and the keile is necessary for carrying out the eichel, like blueberries. But if it's a big thing, then not. All right. Now, the Gemara. Tana Rabba. Hameitzi eichel tishiyo. So if someone is made to Eichli, then get the shield. It's a great. So if he was made to the Eichli, the shield in the Keile, so he's chayv only on the score of the Eichli. He put out a Keile, because the Keile is bottled there. He may have pleats all the way, but if he is interested in the Keile itself, not for the purpose that the Eichlin should be carried in it. So if you might read Tzolchle, it's Chayv alayim. Shmamino, so what? So the more assumed that it's Chayv tukatoyz. In other words, suppose someone was made to Eichlin in the Keile, but he needs the Keile by itself, so then it's Chayv tukatoyz. It's Chayv tukatoyz. Shmamino, Eichel, Shnei, Zeh, Zechilin, Bel, Mechot, Chayv shtayim. So we see from this that when one eats two kezeisim of chile in one oblivion, in one helot, in other words, he didn't find out of his first shgogo, and then he did the other shgogo. But it's in one state of ignorance, in one oblivion, in one helot, so it's chayiv shtai. Now, because after all, he didn't be shaved, so he didn't know. He didn't know it was a carry, he didn't know it's Shabbos, he thought it was Friday, Sunday, whatever the reason is. So he was laboring under the impact of a certain hell, of a certain oblivion. So, but it's one oblivion for both. So there is no idea that could be mechalik. So, and still the Brisa says that it's chayav al hakeile. So we see that if someone eats one kazayis of chayav, and then an hour later, b'sheiv, and an hour later, before he found out that he did an Aveira, he ate another Kazayis of Chilev, so it's Chayush Dechatoyis. That's a big Chilish. Now, so, Omar Rav Sheishis, Ochem Mayaskinon, Higin Sheshoga, Galoich, Vehizit Alakei, that's Rashi's yes. In other words, here on the price, it says, Vimo Yepri Tzorichle, Chayav Alakei, so it means that, so it's a case Well, he was a Shady Kaleir, and he was a Mezi Tanakeir. So what does that mean? So Aneichlin is Chayvachatos, and the Kaleir couldn't be Chayvachatos, he's a Mezi. He didn't know that it's also to carry out Eichlin. He thought Eichlin is Mezi, but to carry out. But he was a Mezi and the Kaleir. But if he wasn't interested in the Kaleir itself, so then he couldn't be Chayv Misa. And the Kaleir, but if he was interested in the Kaleir itself, so then he's Chayv Misa and the Kaleir, who my Chayv Diktonim is. So in other words, so that means, so we see a aloha here, that the din of common Rabne, that let's say somebody does a mindset, that is mechayavim, let's say mise and malchus. So we say any other may is related. Or if he's mazik moment while he was mechal shabbos, so zohar chetz because seroyim balachosin. So it's potter for the seroyim. Why? Because if a certain mise has to be mechayavim mise and moment, so we say come ramne. He's only mechuyev one of you, not two of you. So maybe one could say that if somebody who on mise it should become mechuyev for mise and kom. Now mise is a more severe penalty than tinkom, so he should be chayim kom. So you see here, no shoga kalaichlin mise talakele. So the price says that he is chayev, avalakele. That means alaichlin is chayev chatos, and alakele is chayev mise. And we don't take on the ramne. Why not? The answer is because when do we apply the aloche of common rabne, if both chiyuvim are chiyuvim, mashenkin here kom is kapore. So we do not say regarding kapore, we do not say common rabne. That thing we see. Maskev lo rav ashe vo afala kele kotoni. Afala kele kotoni. So ma'af means that there is parity between the two chiyuvim. But if you say shogar leichlin mizeh lakele, so there is no parity. One chiyuv is a chiyuv of mise, the other chiyuv is a chiyuv of kob. So how can you use the Russian up? Elo maravashi. In Shishogar, was it some words? Obviously the Baisa is the case, where is the Shei come both? So, and still the Baisa says, we would see Tzorach Lechayev, but, so that means that if somebody ate one Kazayim Shei, and then an hour later, before he found out, he ate another Kazayim. Be'al Mechod is Chayev Lechatoiz, so he became aware of the other avirah. So even though Ishlokish holds in this mechalkes, but kaporets, he concedes that mechalkes. For Ishlokish, achashim ischapar alechot, chodav nidu alach, upir shakun tazim nidu alevi. Dinei, the lesser of Rashish in this mechalkes, we call mokin yamid nidu alechot, bishvo kipir, the kapore, kul alam mechalkes. So we don't have to say that it's that mechalkes. It's totally mechalkes. All right. Now the Rashi, הוא פותר לכאלה שהפעילו לך, ואם רצון לך לפעיל להשתמש בתש משאחיה, מוקים שמציעים שום, חייב על כל יכול לאכול. כי איך אתם חייב לתארתם, אתארתם לצועס, בהלדה. Now, here the Rashi asks a very strong question. I mean, everybody should be bothered by this question. Here the Gemara says, שמה מנו, איך אל שנזי זה חילה, ואלה מאחות חייב שם. So, possibly the research among them are increases. Sumchas. That Eichel Shlizei Zecheilev Be'alem Echol, so Sumches could possibly hold that Eichel Shlizei Zecheilev Be'alem Echol is Chayiv Shtar. But even according to Sumches, that Eichel Shlizei Zecheilev Be'alem Echol is Chayiv Shtar, so it means only if one ate, let's say, one Kazayis Chayiv Shtar, the bomb, Then the next day, without finding it out of his struggle, so he ate another Kazakh fell the next day. So since it was done through two different mycin, so possibly according to Sumches, he's chayush dechatos. But only if he ate two separate times, to through separate mycin. But suppose someone has a big piece of bread and he takes into his mouth two psechelev and he swallows at the front, then even Sumches wouldn't say that Echel psechelev be'al mechod is chayv time. Because then it's not just a question of psechelev be'al mechod, it's one mindset. Instead of eating one kazayis, he swallowed two psechelev. So the main one. So it's one mindset, a very rare. So Mimele, he certainly chayav only one chatos. And here, with one mindset, he was meitzi, the kele, and neichlin in the kele. And he's tzorichlin. So it's like, eichl shnez is a kele, libas achas, that's the Rashba's kash. Very strong kash. So even according to Sumches, assuming that this is not both, but assuming that according to Sumches, Echel Shnei Zechel Bel Mechot is Chayav Shtayim. But only Bozeachas, not in Masachas, here is Masachas. Vafilu in Tim Shalema Bikotza Bikotza, O Yochal Vohal Bel Mechot, Shul Chayav Tarte, Yotu Mishe Bola Bibasachas, Kidei Shnei Zezim, Mikal Mema Shei Chayav Shtayim. Now, in Gemori, Reb Lezer in Chrisa says, that if he was bo aloisho shehi achisei and achisodit nachisimei vichozar ubala, so there was one bia and then there was another bia chayim al kolachas vachas for every bia. So then the more he had to shayla according to Rabbi Abunachim, but the more he had to shayla according to Rabbi Lesbun that if bo aloisho vichozar ubala chayim al kolachas v'achas, even though it's bel mechod, was v'lechod, how would it be by Shabbos, kotza v'chotza v'kotza. So Rabbi says that according to Rabbi Lezer, that habo al yisho, v'chotza v'bala, is chayim al kolachas v'achas, for it would be, so the same thing would be in the case of kotza v'chotza v'kotza, two separate mites. And Rabbi Yisef says, no. When does Rabbi Lezer say he habo al yisho, al achis v'chozar ubo al yisho? So v'chayim al parachas v'achas even though it's bel mechod, because v'chozar l'aruf, it cannot be integrated into one mice, mashein ki kotza. So two, he was keitzer ki geitres once, and then an hour later, the same Shabbos, he was keitzer again ki geitres. But the two shiurim could have been combined in one act of tzira. But bo al achisei, achisovim, achisimei. So it couldn't be married. But here it could be married. So according to Rabbi Yisei, Rabbi Lezer would be made that by kotza, v'chozar v'kotza, so he wouldn't be chayav shtayim. But, so the machlekes is only by kotza, v'chozar v'kotza. But, with the case where his keitzer, v'basachas, then he's certainly not chayav shtayim. This is what he says. Va'afilu in timzolein. V'kotza v'kotza v'yochal v'yochal v'lmechot v'chayav tarte. V'yotu mishebola v'basachas. Kidei shnei zeisim. מייקל אם אימא שחייב שתיים, ויתן הלוך, דו ייקל משקיץ אסביר קונקולה יאכל דחילת, דרב לזה מחייב תלת, וגיצה כקריפס, וחוצה וגיצה כקריפס, ואו נכות, ואת לוחה, וקוצה כשני קריפס, ועשה חספוטה. So, even according to Rabbi Alim, the Rabbi Lezer, that is chayev, so only with the chazeh. But, if it is kotza kishnit ribil basachas, it's kotza. So how does Gemara say, shmam neichel shnizit chilem ala chakai shtayim? Implying, that if neichel shnizit chilem ala mechot, but the chazeh is chayev shtayim, so here is also chayev shtayim. No, even if we say, that neichel shnizit chilem ala mechot, but the chazeh is chayev shtayim. So only with the chazeh, but that basachas here is basachas. That's the kasha de rashi. V'yesh leima. V'chibu shein shnei sheitz. Deine eichli ukli v'gufi mcholotu. Since it's two separate sheitz. One is an eichli and one is a kele. And it's gufi mcholotu. Afilu b'vasachas chashvino v'kizachas. Uchidam v'gumin hoso. Hoche ba'askinom v'dala samudle al gabi teinu. V'kotitzom b'vasachas. V'mishim hoche mechayub reblezah. Hoyl mishemis mecholokim v'gufis mecholokim. So in other words, so Reb Lezer also has a shite that chayev ano v'nitolde. So it's chayev too. So in respect to nov v'nitolde is chayev too, even if it's on basachas. So suppose with one cutting, so he cuts the teino and he cuts something else with one act. One is an av and one is it olode. So it's chayev. So, that's Dallas Amutla, Gabitino, because some of the Sahas, the Mishmoch and the Chayim Rebleza, who you Mishay is Mikholoki, the Kufis Mikholoki, the Kabosi Gabi Kotza Vikotza. So, Kotza Vikotza, the Hochem Mishkahas, who you Mikhayim, the Mishkotza Shtikhil, is Basahas. So, what does he say? So, the Rashba says, the Tinach and Ami, even if we say that the Echlish is Yechil, Be'al Mechot, is Chayim Shtayim, so it's only Eichlish Nizei Zichilel Bele Mechot Bezeh Chazeh. But Eichlish Nizei Zichilel Bele Mechot Bebas Achaz, he's only Chayev Achaz. Mashem can hear, once we assume that Eichlish Nizei Zichilel Bezeh Chazeh is Chayev Shtayim, so here on account of the fact that it's two separate chambers, and Gufi Mechalokim, so even Bebas Achaz is Chayev Shtayim. Even Bebas Achaz is Chayev Shtayim. In other words, what's the Pshat in the Rashi? So in other words, you see, there are certain halachas that are peculiar to chatos. So in chatos, there is a halacha that there has to, that if it's behel mechot, he's only chay of one chatos. But everybody is made it that if somebody, let's say, if somebody is boal achese, v'chozar u boal achese, so he was even two averes, not one avere. But regabish gogo, so there is a loche, if it's the alamechot, so is chayv only one chatos according to Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Lezer, so the fact that it's separate mitzvahs, so that itself is mechal. But if we, so we have a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak. According to Rabbi Lezer, how would it be koza, kotza, v'choza, v'kotza? So according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Lezer, is chayv to chatoitz. The fact that it's two mices, that is also mechalik, and it's considered like two alomates, like two oblivions, so it's chayv to chatoitz, even though there the mechayv is the helen, the oblivion, the forgetfulness. But the fact that it's two separate mices, tires, that is mechalik, and in two alomates. And according to Rabbi Yisrael, when does Rabbi Lezer say that if it's two mices, it's mechalik into alomeis, if it's efshalarim, you can't integrate the two mices into one, like balachese, because of balachese. It's impossible to do both at the same time. But mashein came by kotza, because of kotza, so efshalarube, so then it's not mechalik. So the reason as to why he's potter, if we say he's potter, even according to Lezer, is because we don't have different, separate halomis. And in order to be high the chatos, it's not enough that it did two maisaleis. There must be two halomis. So according to Rabbanon, even Gualachese, because of Gualachese, so we don't have two halomis. According to Lezer, we have two halomis. But everybody's made it that there are two separate Maizaveres. And by Kotzar, the Chozar u Kotzar, Bozea Hazeh, so it's also two separate Maizaveres. But the Shaila is it considered two separate Halomes or not? So that's the Shaila. Whether Ichel Shlizi Sechile Velemechot is Chayev Shnai, because it's considered like two Halomes, possibly according to Sumches, it's like that, or not, it's not two Halomes. But it goes without saying that even if he's chayav only one katos, but it's two separate maizaveres, it's two separate maizaveres. Let's say, suppose he'll do it amazing. He'll eat one kazayis chayav amazing, and he'll be masrim, and then he'll eat a little later another kazayis chayav, and be masrim again, he'll be chayav two malkis, because it's two separate maizaveres. But vis-a-vis katos, there is a aloche. It has to be b'shei alomis. So, that's the question. Is it considered like Shtu HaLomes or not? Masha'im kei. So even if we assume that the Eichel Shnei is Chilu Vel Mechot Chayif Deyach, Shtei Shtayim, why? Because it's considered two HaLomes. It's considered two HaLomes. Masha'im kei if he eats, two Pseisim Vasachas. So it's one Maizaveire, how can we Mechui Evdu Chatoiz? It's one Maizaveire. Because is there any distinction in the Maizaveire of eating one Kazayis Chilev or two Gzeisim Chilev at the same moment, or three Gzeisim Chilev? Less than a Kazayis does not come within the love of Chilev. It comes within the Yisra, the extra Yisra of Kol Chilev, the Yisra Esed, of Chotishio, but it doesn't come within the regular love. But if it is a Kazayis, so it comes within the love. So whether it's Kazayis or two Gzeisim or ten Gzeisim, it doesn't make any difference. It's the same Maizaveire. It's not two Maizaveire. So even if we assume that Eichel Shnei Zeisichim Leveil Mechol Dechayim Shtayim, so only Bozeach Hazeh, because Bozeach Hazeh is two separate Maizaveres. But the Shayim is Ligabei Chiyuv Chatos. So we can say that it's Bechalek. Masha'im can be Basacha, so it's one Maizaver. How can it be Mechuyev? How can it be Mechuyev? How can it be Mechuyev twice? When it did only one Maizaveir and not two Maizaveirs. Masha'im came in the case where it changes Mecholokim, Bigufim Mecholokim. So the Rashba says, even if it's only Basachat, it's considered like two separate Maizaveirs. Like the Gemore Bimadro, Shekotza Bimadro. In other words, there was a tenor, and with one cutting, with one neck, he cut off, he ripped the tenor, and also the whole branch. So, on the tenor is chayev mishumal, and on the branch is chayev mishum tolde. And Reb Lezer, that's the other halacha of Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer is mechayev al tolde mokimal, even if it's vibasachas. And over there we have two separate maizaveres, because one is an av and one is a tolde, it's something else entirely. So the mele, he can mechayev to chatois. Masha'inke, when he eats Shnei Zeisachilev Velemechot and Vibasachas, so it's one Maizaveire, but where it's Gufi Mecholokim and Shemes Mecholokim, one is an Eichel, one is a Kele, and so on for Kele, so then it's considered like two separate Maizaveires, even if it's Vasachas. So the Meile, the Gemara says very well, Shema Meno Eichel Shnei Zeisachilev Velemechot Chayim Shlai. So the Kasha was, but even if we say that according to Sumches, so he told me Vasachase, but Vasachas certainly not. Here in Vasachas, the answer is Eichel Shnei Zeisachil Vasachas, so it's one Maizaveire. Masha'im can hear, because it's Shemes Mecholokim and Gufim Mecholokim. So even though it's Vasachas, it's two separate Maizaveires. If it's two separate Maizaveires, so it can be Chayev two Chatois, but the Shaila is it's Elamechot. So as far as the question whether it's considered Elamechot or Shtialomes, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Vasachas. This is what the Rashba says. Anyway, so we see from this Rashba, that when one carries out, let's say, many Eichlin in a Kele, let's say he's in it of the Kele, so then on the Kele he's potter legamma, because the Kele becomes potter. But let's say he has in the Kele 10 oranges. So from this Rashba we see that, I mean, I shouldn't say, maybe it's not a raya, I mean, because Rashba says, Shemes Mecholokim, Vigufim Mecholokim. So he emphasizes Shemus Bechlokim because one is an Eichel and one is a Kele. But let's say if somebody is Mitzi, an orange in a Kele, and so is the Kele. So it's Shemus Bechlokim, the Guf Bechlokim. So how many Maisaveres is Eivere? Not one Maisavere, but two Maisaveres. He's Eivere, not one Maisavere, but two Maisaveres. Now, according to what we said in the Rambam explains the aloha of Agat Kele Shmei Agat because it's considered as if it's one chifetz, like a candelabra that consists of parts, so the melee it should not be considered like two Maisaveres, but like one Maisavere. Hameitzi per Yudveitz Mechashavis Alach Yedal. Hameitzi mitzas achepetz miyoshus. Mishtei rishu yeseinu yeshus shmi yopot. Ache yeitzi es kol achepetz kulei miyoshuzu. Kupo she im leo chapotzi. Afilum leo chal. Veheitzi rubo miyoshuzu. Poter ache yeitzi es kol akuk. Vichin kol adeinu lezeh. Shakli mesim kol sheyeshboi kechivetzachet. So that's, the Rambam mentions that we gave agakele, but the Rambam mentions a hezga, and we apply that concept we gave mishicha too. So the Rambam says shakli mesim kol sheyeshboi kechivetzachet. So it's a general concept. So that means that when a certain chivet is in the kele. So then it's considered like one chayvet that consists of parts, like a candelabra that consists of certain chulias of parts. So in melee, if somebody would be meitzi, let's say on Shabbos, let's say a bed that consists of parts that is put up together, or a candelabra. So how many maisaveres is there? Of course only one maisaveres, it's one chayvet. So the Melech according to the Rambam says there of Agat Mishmei Agat Shakri Meisim Kol Sheyesh Beit Yechid Betzachot. So then if he's Meitzi Eichli Mizichakri and Zorichli, but it's still Chid Betzachot, so it's only one Maisavere. So if it's only one Maisavere, so why does the Gemara say Shmamino Eichli Shem Tisichil Beil Mechot Chayv Shtayim? So the only problem is with Hel Mechot. But if we say that Eichel says Yechil Bel Mechot Chayv Shtayim like Sumches, so then it's all right. And the Gemara says, and then Rabba Vashe applies it to case Shogat Bozeh Ubozeh V'nidah L'chot V'nidah L'chot. So that's only Ligabi the Shaila of Bel Mechot Shtei Alonis. So if we say Yedias Mechal Geis, so it's considered Shtei Alonis. But if it's one Maizaveire, so what if it's the Alonis? It's one Maizaveire. How can it be Mechuyev two Chatoins for one act of its own? So it's a Gemara Mefureshes. So it's a Gemara Mefureshes that Neged HaRambam, that when someone is Meitzi a Chayvetz in a Kele, it's not considered like one Chayvetz. But Agat Nishmi Agat is another Aloche because it's attached to the other issues. So in Meile there is no Itzoye. Not because it's considered like one Chayvetz, but the Rambam explains it on the basis. Shachli Meisi Kechayvetz Echot. So even if Shogat was a Venedale, the Chosa Venedale, so we have the Alomes, but we don't have two Maisaveres, how can it be Mechuyev two Chatoins? The Gemara in Beitzeh says that if you Zayin and Dalet, now one is not allowed to be Eife or to be Mivashel from one day Yontev to the other, because Ich Nefesh is only Muter Litzirich Hisayin, but not Litzirich Achel, or for the next day Yontev, so it's us. So in Eifim Yiton Rabon, in Eifim Yontev Chavet, Behem Besomru, Mimau Yisho Kol Adiro Boso, Avo Pishe Nitzricho El Lechticha Achar. Suppose a woman, she only eats for the Yontev meal one Lechticha, so she can fill up a pot with a hundred stiches, a big cat, and put it on fire, because there is no extra meloche done. The meloche consists in putting the pot on fire. Whether the pot is one stiche or a hundred stiches, doesn't matter. So in mele, if she needs one stiche, so then she can fill up the whole pot with many. Mimale isho kolatano pas mit nisha pas nefes. That's Rav Shimon Elazar says even Gabe Afi. Alright. That's called Meisir Bishur. It's Muter Anot. In other words, if somebody needs for the Echo Nefesh of Yonte only one Kazayis, he can put in the Gdeire 100 days. He needs only one glass of water, he wants to drink a glass of tea. So only one glass of water, he can fill up the whole tea kettle with water, because there is no extra meloche of bishul. He's the same bishul. So he's only meisir bishurim. So meisir bishurim is muter anyot. So the Ram and the Rii es chikash. Behem es omru malo ish abdeo. Boso, di bechatir chesag. וכן בנחתם לגבי מיל. ומי המשמע? דל רביז בשיעורי ביום תתמוד. Even though he's marble בשיעורי, he only needs one kazayis, and he fills up the pot with meat. So, that's what. ודאמרינו לכמון, דמיזמין לסעקו ביום תת, וזה ראש המייב בשבילי. So the question arises, in other words, you're not allowed to invite the goy to your suga and yom tet. Why? Because the Torah was matem lochem tzirech honevesh of Yisroel. But the Tzerech on Nefesh of Inochi, the Torah was not matter. So if you invite a good to your Sude, and Yontev, so he might be Malbe for the Goy, and that is Bisa. But the question is, but Malbe Bishoyim is Muta. So you put in another piece of meat in the same part. You fill up the ticket with more water. So it's only Malbe Bishoyim. So the answer is no. We are Heishim, we are Geizir. If he would be allowed to invite the goy, that he might put up an extra pot because of the goy, then there will be an extra loch. But if it's only a question of being malbe bishurim, so that's good. Umi uikel meidach mi boyelon perik tav yishmoel ben noches tav samadale chile sheomdu l'shtei kregres v'ike shtei kregres v'shtei ukci v'sholesh b'u kecech. Hey, my sinon, stay my sinon, the chazelei, or deal my sholish my sinon, because my eight big tzir. The asik the sholish my sinon, stay in loy my sinon, mission mute big tzir od. The ad can loy kri boil on osom, eloke I gavne, the stay in the shnei ukzi, I keri bub tzir, avo mashma the pshtu, the shnei big tzachot, u shrei zo big tzachir, the stay my sinon, sholish loy my sinon, the rebuye bishu os. Gemorah is a bai, somebody lachim ha-shem yisakonet. Pekuach nefesh. So it's muter to be kentzer. He needs wood. He needs wood. Let's say, so he has to eat, let's say, dates. That's his refuah. It's lachim ha-shem yisakonet. So it's muter to reap the dates on Shabbos. But on the tree, so there is on one ukitz, there are three dates, and then there are two ukitzim, with a single date on each of these. So what should he do? Should he make two ktzires, the two dates and two separate uktzim, that is the number of dates he needs, the chere, or he should just make one reaping. He should just reap the three dates and one uktzim. So the shayla is, what is what is preferred? Ribu Bishuri or Ribu Psirens is preferred. So Paschon of Gemara is that me would be Psiradi. So we see that only in the case where the alternative is between two Psires that involve just two dates and one Psira that involves three dates. So me would Psira is Odi. But suppose you have and one ukets you have two dates and another ukets you have three dates, then it goes without saying that you are not allowed to reap the three dates and that ukets, because you only the chile only needs two, so then he's mechuyev to reap the two dates and one ukets, not the three dates and one ukets, even though it doesn't make any difference. Here there is a single act of tzira involved, and here there is a single act of reaping involved. So we see that Ribu Bishurim is also, but when a choice has to be made between Ribu Bishurim and Ribu Ptzires, so naturally, I mean, that's the Maskon of the Gemara. I say naturally, I mean, the Gemara at Nabai, but that's the Maskon of the Gemara. That's the Maskon of the Gemara, that Mut Ptzires is only. But we see that Ribu Bishurim is also, and here the Gemara says, in Malay, Ishob, Deiro, Kulo, Avapishin, Tzricho, Elo, Lichtichas. That's the question. It's a very strong question. Avo Mashma, the Pshito, the Shnaim, the Ketzecho, the Shleisho, the Ketzachia, the Shtaim, Maise, Shorish, the Maisinon, the Ribu Bishur Mose. Tire Tzrizal, the Hosom, the Shabbos, Dachke, the Ike Isa Skile, Avo Biyonte, the Isala, the Kil. So what's the Shita of the Ribu? The Shita of the Ribu is that we the Raise, Ribu Shurim is not us. Midraise Ribu Shurim is not Osir at all. That, but Midrabonon Ribu Shurim is Osir. So well, the Chachamim Machmir by Shabbos. But by Yom Tov, they were not Machmir, according to them. So in other words, the Rishita is that Ribu Shurim is Muta Midraise. So Enoch Nami, Midraise, if a Chela is a Chela Shiyesh Bisakone, a Chela is a Chela Shiyesh Bisakone, and he has to drink a blessed tea. He has to bring the glass of food. So then, in the Raisa, you're allowed to fill up the whole kettle with one. Because it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's the same melacha. Whether I put on the fire a kettle with one glass or with 100 glasses. But with the Rabbonon, Ribu Shurim is also. So Mimele, so in the Chaname. So how could the Gemore have the fire? So in the Chaname, you have to say according to the Ribu. So that was before the Gemore was patient. So then the more heavy suffering, maybe Ribu Shurim is also Midrais. But when the more is patient, Mid Psirodi, so that's the Maskon of the more, that Ribu Shurim is not also Midrais. It's only Osir, Rabbonon. It's only Osir, Rabbonon. So Mimele, Mid Psire, is on. This is what the reason is. Will it teach you how he does it on the air of Mimpere Kador, how he look at the Shtapa Hamime? Because Bisman Chazal, so the antiseptics were not used in practice, so Mimele, because of that, it was indispensable for the safety of the child that was Mimele to give him a bath before the Mimele and a bath after the Mimele. So, how we look at Mishnapach Mimele, it's built out, also becoming the Hove. So, in other words, if you don't have a Mimele to give him a bath, he can't bring out the child. Because to be a sakore, omalu nishayle lime, because the mother is a yeldes. Now, a yeldes, so teir gimul yomim is considered the chileshev sakone, even if she says ein tzrichani. Teir shivo, if she says tzrichani, so she is considered as a chileshev sakone, but if she says ein tzrichani, so she is considered as a chileshev sakone. So here it was on the eighth day, it has to be on the eighth day. Now, there is a machlekes reshayim, when we say that teich shivo, if she says srichani, she can see the chilesh misakone, whether we count 7 days or we count 7 mitzvahs. So let's say if we count 7 days, so then she couldn't have a din of chilesh misakone, because nil is on the eighth day, so it's already after the 7 days. But if we count 7 mitzvahs, suppose the baby is born, let's say a few minutes before Shkiyeh, So there, in the morning of the eighth day, it's within the seven misles, within the seven misles, so she could be a chereshin sakone. So also coming over, omalu nishayla lime, whether she'll say she needs water or not, it's riche. If she says I need water, so the male. It will have to warm up water for her. She's got the fish. So the male, it will warm up water. So since we have to warm up water, we'll warm up more water. So we'll pour in the kettle, in the pot, more water. So we'll have water to bathe the baby for the milk. But the question is, why is it Shabbos Aveh? But he said that the Chachomim were machno b'Shabbos. They asked the people b'shiurim, and this water, all right, really is the Shabbos, but machshir in Shev Shalaseison, me'erev Shabbos, is not the Shabbos. Now, this chamim, so it's spilled, so, but it's still machshir in Shev Shalaseison, me'erev Shabbos, so that cannot be the Shabbos. So even Yisrael Rabbonon cannot be the Shabbos. So how did Rabbi pasten that if the mother says she needs water, so warm up more water, and we'll use the additional water in the pot for bathing the baby or baby to be mal. The alma afil be shabbos shol the ribui be shure the loy kashu she kvar pir she rashi zal vechem piteisves vinechem liyal diak. So Teisves says that because Teisves shita is even though it's not mistaba. I mean it's not mistaba. The goy is chelik on it, but misal asvore it's not mistaba like Teisves. It seems that if the Chachomim were Mishaya, that the illness for the first 7 days has been a Bechile Sheyesh Besakone, so it shouldn't be told in 7 days, it should be told in 7 Misraels. But Teisves is not, that it's told in 7 days. So Mele Teisves was bothered by Kashet, how could we warm up water out of the Israel? Mele is on the Ayim HaShmini, so it's already after the 7th day. So she's a chile shein misakone. So and Teisves shita is that it's not 7 misles. Had Teisves shita been that it's 7 misles, so then there wouldn't be any kash. But Teisves shita is that it's not 7 misles; it's 7 days. So on the Yom HaShmini, it's already after 7 days. So Teisves says, Rove men nishayel leime, because even after the 7 days, so the yildes does not have a din of a chile shein misakone. But until 30 days, she has a din of a chile shein misakone. And chile shein misakone, you can tell the goy to do all the loches. So the male nishayel leime, and if the mother says she wants water, so then we'll be allowed to tell the goy to warm up water. So we'll tell the goy to fill up the whole pot with water. So the male, it's no kash. Luikash yeshe kvapir sherashe zal lechem teises nechem al deakum koma. Ve'arashbo zal meisi ve'ineya. Va'afiru imam niforesh osam dal nishoyu koma. So the Rashbo says no. The Rashbo says no. That we can say that 7 days doesn't mean 7 days, it means 7 misles. So mele, when the Rove said nishayu imei, so if the mother says she needs water, so then we can warm up water, it means only Israel, because it's Bach Nefesh. But your kasha is, the Rove says that it's only the Chachomim were matir, ribu bishurim mayotem, but on Shabbos not. So and here in Shabbos, so in Shabbos, and Mille couldn't be there because Machshir and Shef Shalasis on Erev Shabbos is in Dich in the Shabbos. So he says, V'afilu ma miforosh asum dal Yisroel, koma v'kashu, dichim dhu yitzero mid Rabbonon, kim v'yon tefshore, hosom dabu Mille, mishum mitzve, tiru v'gamre, afilu al v'Yisroel. So the Rashbo agrees with the Rishite, the tribu shuri is not osam mid Reis. Not by Shabbos is it osam mid Reis, nor by Yon Tim it osam mid Reis. But mid Rabbonon it's osam. So since it's in Rabbanu Yisosea, the Chachomim only asked it because of Shabbos, they didn't ask it because of Yom Tov. That's why the Gemara says, "Mimal Yisho, Deiro Kulova, Hot Yishim Tzricho Lechticha Achas, Lechticha Achas." But then you ask, so why is it muter? Let's say if we say it's Alvin Israel to fill up the whole pot with water, just because the mother needs one glass of water, so maybe we can fill up the whole pot. But with Rabbanon Yisosran Shabbos, since it's only also in Kishurim, but Shabbos is only also in Rabbanon. So here we became Mile, the Chachomim made a special dispensation. They were making. Anyway, so the Rashba Shita is also. The Kishurim with Raisa is Muta. Shabbos, Bayon Tev everywhere. But the Chachomim asked it to Shabbos, and they didn't ask it to Bayon. Then he says, Michlau Bishvir Rei, die Ribuie der Ganzes, die Ribuie, die Schulden, die Schabes, von Mitzera und Rabbanon. Und Mami allein, die ihm kein, this is what I try to explain before, und Mami allein, die ihm kein, Maiko, mi Boyoli, Hossam, mi Noches, Pschitte, die Schoes, mein Sinon, die Ribu, die Schulden, die Mitzera und Rabbanon, die Ribu, die Zira, die Zira, die So how could the Gemara have Nabaye, if it's a question of making two whippings, two Ktzires, and one Ktzir with two dates, two dates, and one Ktzir of one Ukets, but three dates. So the Gemara had this Al-Gadaydoch had an alternative in its mind that maybe he should make two Ktzires. In order to avoid the Ribu Bishurim, so that means there's a Reise. So, according to the Ribu, I have to say, the Gemara in the Abaye really felt that's in the Reise, but when the Gemara is patient, that Mil Tzira is Adipe, so the Gemara is saying in effect that Ribu Bishurim is only the Rabbon, whereas Ribu Tzira is in the Reise. But Ram doesn't like this Teret. So, the Mele, so it's Mashma, from that Gemara that Ribu Bishurim is also in the Reise. So, would Mami Aleim became Michael and Boyle Hosom Noch has cheated the Sholish, my son? The Ribu Bishurim, when Mitzah and Rabbonon, the Ribu Pitzah and Mitzah and Reise, the Loyom Duel, the Krika Secho, the Mice Sholish Book Secho, the Obra the Reise Cloud, the Review Schneim Bishneim, the Lake of the Hayakatos, according to the Rio and Rajbo. So in Israel, the Fichoch nearly bow the Mada, the Bishur, the Shabbos, and the Reise Mitz. So in Israel, the Kandar in the Rajbo. And the Ramshitting is that Ribu Bishurim is also the Reise. You are on the rise. So that's why we more had Nabai, so the more is patient, even though both are on the rise. Ribu Bitziras is also on the rise, and Ribu Bishurim is on the rise. But when one of the two things has to take place because of the Pach Nefesh, so Mit Tziradim, Vatul Hocheli, oh, so then the question arises. So if Ribu Bishurim is also on the rise, why does the Gemara say, Mimale Yishov Deiro Kulo, Aval Fishin Tzricho, El Lichticha Achaz? What letter is there? So he says, "Vachlochem idome ribu shure biyonte for ribu shure bishabos. Shashabos tchuli itzulchele velo yutru. Ulficha kolche ikam loche oser achtis vosi komeu umitzam lereis. Ado yonte fshichu nefesh utabo. Daf lefsham erav yonte fshore. Kol shumar bala yiker uvilubachi yipidrei achechot tisvis komeu." So the Ram says there is a fundamental distinction between yonte. Between Echol Nefesh and Yom Tev and Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos. Because Echol Nefesh and Yom Tev, so it's not a meaning of Tchio. It's Hutro. When the Torah said, Ach Kol Melocho, Lo Yosebo, the Torah had reference only to Meleches She'eino Echol Nefesh. But Meleches Echol Nefesh was excluded, was accepted from the Issa Meloche. So there is the love of Kol Melocho Lo Yosebo doesn't apply to Melech Zekonech. So since she has to cook one chtichet basor, so the male, it can be mal bishur, mashein kim pikach nefesh. So that's not utro, that's tchuyo. So the male, only that amount that is indispensable for saving the life of the chayle, that is tchuyo. But any excess over and above that quantity that is indispensable for saving the life of the chile, there is no tchiyah. So in other words, when it's utro, then ribu shurim is muta. But when something is tchuyo, so there is no tchiyah on the excess over and above that which is necessary for the tchiyah of Shabbos. Anyway, so we see from the Ram, that ribu shurim, the ribu, so the Ram says, even in case of a chile sheyesh besakon, so if he's marbe over and above what is essential for the chile, he's in the remis of the rice. So he can be chayv kones to, and he can be chayv chatos to. Chayv chatos to. So mimele, according, so we have to say, now we raise the question against the Rambam. He, the Rambam, says that when someone is made, see, chayv aneich, in the chile, so we say, agat nishmi agat, shakli meisi meisi kechayv etzach. So that means it's one chayfet. If it's one chayfet, so it's one maizaveh. If somebody is made, let's say, an eichel in the kele, even if he's so in the kele, so it's only one maizaveh. Because it's one chayfet, it's like let's say, a bed that is made up of parts. So it's one maizaveh, not separate maizaveh. So, Mele, how can the Gemara say representative each other bozeh. Ubozeh. Vineyalim chozal vineydalei. So it's chayv to chatois. Yidias mechalkeis is effective ligabe the question of one helen, two helens. But if it's a question of one maizaveres, so how can Yidia make it into two maizaveres? So we see from this gemara, as the Rashba says, that lechol apoches, in the case where Shemis Mechlokin and Gup Mechlokin, even though it's done in one Maise, in one Kele, so it's considered two separate Maisaveres, two separate choices. But the Rambam explains, Agat Kli, Shmei Agat, on the basis, Sha, HaKele, Meise, Meise, Kechei, so we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Sheet of the Rambam. True, it's one Chepetz. But in one Chepetz, according to the Rambam, it's also a separate Maisaveres. Suppose somebody has to have a kregres of an echo. A kregres of an echo. Of an echo. For a chilish in the zakon. And no more, and he has two kregres. One piece, two kregres. He can break it off, one kregres, and carry it into his rabbi. Instead, he doesn't break off that big piece of echo that has two kregres. And he carries the big piece of echo that has two kregres. According to the Ram, he'll be chayav for the additional greatness, even though it's one chayvet, they are certain one chayvet, because so it's mabe bishurim. So mabe bishurim constitutes a separate maizaveir, according to the Ram. So mimele, so true that the kelim makes it into one big chayvet, but one chayvet itself, if it has two shurim, so it's two maizaveires. Because if the Ram can say, that vis-a-vis chileshe v'sakone. If the chileshe v'sakone needs only one kregres of the echo, and he carries in the Rishus Rabim two kregres, the one piece, so he's chayev for the additional kregres, so that means without the chileshe v'sakone, if somebody carries a piece of echo that has two kregres, so it's two maizaveres. But it cannot be mechuyev to chatoyes because it's a lecho. But if we say that Eichel Shem is a chile bele mechot the chayev shtayim was echa zeh. But over there, but basacha, so it's only my one my savere. But Gabi Shabbos, Mabe Bishurim, according to the Ram, is two separate my saveres. So the Meile, so true that the Kehle, according to the Rambam, the Kehle makes it into one big chayfetz. But it has more than a shia, it has two shurim, so the Meile is considered as two separate my saveres. And the Rashbo, the Shitose, the Rashbo Shitose, because the Rashbo in Beitze agrees with the Sheet of the Ri, that Mab Bishurim is only awesome the Rabbanon. So the Mele, if it is to be considered as one Chifetz, so then he couldn't be Chayvti Shtuchatoyes. Apart from the question of El Mechot Shnei Alomes, because it's one Maisaver. But, Rashba says, So first of all, the Rashba wouldn't agree with the Rambam's explanation of Agat Kli Shrei Agat, because it's considered like one Chepetz. According to the Rashba, it's a special aloche of Agat Kli Shrei Agat, not because it's one Chepetz. And Memele the Rashba has that kashe, and he has to give the teretz, that here it's considered as two separate maizaveres, because the Sheyes Mechlokim, the Guv Mechlokim. But otherwise, if you have one big Chepetz, even though it has many shurim, so it's only one maizaveres. But because Rimu Shurim, according to Rashbo, is only awesome the Rabbanon. Now the thesis. She shokak alo echli, vihizit ala kli, vichayev ala kele, vichayev ala kele, hain eskile, kipirush Rashi. Virabim Shmuel, kosh de Rashbam, kosh alo yuk lebraise bichiru skile, di bichom ruch daayu bichiru chatos, rigi agirse, di shokak ala kele, vihizit ala echli, viloi hizchubei, ולא יישרו בי, דלקה באיכלי, לא יסקילה ולא יחטוס, ולאכלי חי החטוס. So, ואי נראה לי, לא יפירש הקונטרס ולא יפירש רשבן. So, the he says, the he rejects both גרסויות. תכשיהית, because the צד השורש שבהן, רשת גרס, רשבן's גרסי is, that even though he is amazing in one, so that does not preclude a chiyuv chatos for the other chiyuv. But the question is, how can, if he's amazing in one chayfetz, so how can he be mechuyev echatos for the other chayfetz that he's mishayim, but he's not shalom yosef? There is a halacha that when is one mechuyev echatos for an aveira mishayim only if the circumstances are such that had he been reminded at the time when he was laboring under the impact of a mistake, he would have refrained. But if the circumstances show that even if he had been reminded, he wouldn't have refrained from the Avera. For example, here, it's his Dalakele. So that means he didn't care, he didn't care for the Chil Shabbos amazing. So how can he be Mechuyah Mechatos for the Eichli? So he's not showing the host. Will he perish Rajbah? So it's pointed out. So according to Teisves, we are not gayless. The Hochma Askinon came Sheshogak al Eichli, we is it al Akele. But Hochma Askinon came She is it al Akele. Not Shogak al Ochli, we is it al Akele. So he says, Hameit Eichli Kishir Bichli, Chayev Skil al Eichli, Kigin She is Rabbi al Eichli. הוא פותר על הכלא, אם היסחו בו עם משום כלא, ואם הצורך לפני, חייב סטילה. So in other words, so we're not discussing the חיוב חטוס here. We're not discussing the חיוב חטוס. אף אם היסחו בו עם משום כלא, הוא פה רבוא אף רק כתונה משהו חייב שתיים, so אם לא יהיו לתרץ, כי אם ששוק אבו זה הוא בזה, ואני לא יכול לנגל. Now, so Teisves asks, is from Rashi Kashi against Rashi and the Rashba. How can they say, Shogak al-Eichli, be easy to lakele. So, Menele. So, Menele.